Hey, you're listening to Day by Day ELO. This is day four about their fourth album, El Dorado, which is a concept album about a daydreamer. The first single from this album, Can't Get It Out of My Head, became their first top 10 hit in America. This was also their first gold record. Bass player Mike D'Albuquerque departed the band after the recording of this album, and actually during the recording of this album, because much of the bass was performed by Jeff Lynne. So apparently Jeff Lynne conceived the storyline for this album before he wrote the songs, which is how a concept album should be created. The plot follows a Walter Mitty-like character who journeys into fantasy worlds via his dreams to escape his mundane reality. This is the first album where Jeff Lynne hired a full orchestra rather than overdubbing the instruments, I guess, you know, one at a time or in smaller groups. And he had a co-arranger named Lewis Clark. And the album cover is one shot, a frame from The Wizard of Oz, from minute 77 of the movie, of just Dorothy's red shoes. All right, let's get into the album. It opens with the El Dorado Overture, which is 2 minutes long, and that instrumental flows right into the opening song, Can't Get It Out of My Head. Now, the El Dorado Overture also includes spoken word bits by an actor named Peter Forbes Robertson. You know, it's that intro part is like 2 minutes long and pretty useless, in my opinion. But once we get into the song, Can't Get It Out of My Head, so now we're starting to really hear the Beatles influence that ELO kind of became known for. This song has a big sound, nice melodies, but it's a bit too slow for me. Honestly, the song is so slow that it's boring, and it's also very schmaltzy. It sounds like a song from a movie soundtrack or even a musical. This is a classic song, but actually, I don't really like it very much. It's very slow, I think, is probably my main issue with it. But, you know, it's not real hooky. It's nice, but all right, the next song on El Dorado is called Boy Blue. So this song is 5 minutes long, and it has kind of a ridiculous minute-long intro, a Baroque-style brass fanfare. But when the song kicks in, it's a pretty good upbeat rocker. Now, not an amazing chorus, so that's disappointing, but it is an upbeat rocker. Jeff Lynne called this a song about an all-conquering hero from the Middle Ages. So it's an anti-war song set during the Crusades. Boy Blue, the title character, is a war hero returning from the far-off war to a nice welcome when he returns home to his town. But he doesn't like the hero worship, so he just wants to get the message out about how horrible war is. And he doesn't want to be a hero. He's not interested in that.
Can't you hear all the noise? It's for you. Oh, the town's sweet.
Fourth song is a song called Laredo Tornado. Interesting rhyme scheme there. 5.5 minutes long. I don't know if this is bluesy or just laid back, even funky. My mind goes to Van Morrison, of whom I am not a fan. And so all I can say is I don't really like this kind of song. It's well produced, but I'm just repelled by the whole vibe of the thing. Okay, side one of El Dorado ends with a song called Poor Boy, parentheses, The Greenwood. This song tells the story of the dreamer, I guess the main character of the concept. He's on a hill fantasizing that he is one of Robin Hood's merry men. I like this one. It's upbeat and melodic with nice hooks, and it's concise enough at 3 minutes long. So Poor Boy is definitely my favorite song on the album so far.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Flipping the record over, side two opens with a song called Mr. Kingdom. This song is almost 6 minutes long. Certain parts of it, the melody definitely sounds like Across the Universe. At 6 minutes, the song really doesn't go anywhere. So it's basically just the same thing for 6 minutes. So, yeah. Next song is called Nobody's Child, and this is a plodding, piano-driven kind of boogie song with strings and horns, and it doesn't accomplish a whole lot in terms of melody, so I don't like this one at all. Third song on side two is called Illusions in G Major. It's upbeat, so that's always a good sign, but it's one of these generic 50s style rockers. Quite a bit of this album just feels derivative or inspired by specific styles, which I think is quite intentional, but I'm not sure I see the point really in a song like this, which is pretty useless. Like the rest of the album, this sounds good. It's well produced. But beyond that, I'm not sure I get the point. Okay, the album ends with the title track, El Dorado, and then we get a minute-long El Dorado finale, you know, coda, I guess, instrumental coda. So this is a pretty ballad. It's a fitting end to the album. Lots of Bowie vibes, and then Roy Orbison on the chorus. It's a nice song with a big sound. That's about the best I can do for this one. This song, El Dorado, gained some notoriety when some Christian fundamentalists claimed that it contained backwards masked satanic messages. You gotta listen to this. These fucking people claimed that on this one part of this song, if you played it backwards, you heard him say, "He is the nasty one. Christ, you're infernal." So check it out. Let's see if you think that Jeff Lynne intentionally backwards masked the phrase, "He is the nasty one. Christ, you're infernal," right here. So, did you hear how fucking ridiculous that is? He is the nasty one. Christ, you're infernal. You know, they also claim that after that, he said, "We're dead men," and something about "he who has the mark shall live." Check this out. This is, "We're dead men, he who has the mark shall live." All right, so there you go. That's the kind of bullshit that these maniacs were pulling out and trying to claim were hidden satanic messages. And then at the same time, they're trying to claim that if you listen to that, somehow your brain is going to play it backwards and translate it, and your brain, without your knowledge, is going to hear Jeff Lynne say, "He is the nasty one, Christ, you're infernal," and then you're going to reject Christ because your brain played the song backwards. You're going to reject Christ and become a Satanist. And people actually believed that shit. And trust me, to this day, we've got a lot of these people who still believe this kind of insane shit. And they're a huge problem in this world. These religious, fundamentalist, naive morons and maniacs who believe insane shit and want to inject it into your life and control parts of your life based on their complete insanity, the kind of people who could have believed that Jeff Lynne was saying, "He is the nasty one, Christ, you're infernal," because he was trying to seduce your children, reprogram the brains of your children to reject Christ and worship Satan. We're still dealing with this exact kind of shit to this day. It's all throughout the Republican Party. It's in America. This kind of complete nonsense from moronic religious maniacs, complete fucking imbeciles, and they're still trying to control our lives with their fucking nonsense. And this is an example of that kind of complete delusional, maniacal paranoia and stupidity that is still prevalent. You see it every day still in this country. What's happening now is no different than these fucking morons back then who were saying that ELO was satanic. So think about that. We're still dealing with these motherfuckers, and there's still a problem, and they're still trying to force themselves and their ludicrous beliefs into your life and the lives of your families. All right, so get off my soapbox here, and final verdict for this album. I don't think I'm a huge fan of this album. sorry. It has its moments, but overall, meh. Hopefully the next album will be better. We will find out tomorrow when we talk about Face the Music.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.